Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5, and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the 4th watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Greg Griffith from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Macomb, Michigan.
Grace, peace, and mercy is now yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Have you ever looked around your community and said, "What does our community need?" I'm sure, like me, that you have looked and seen that there's a lot of community needs right there where we're living. There's homelessness, there's children being abused, there is people that are hurting, there's divorce, there's violence, there's crime, there's a variety of needs that you and I can easily be overwhelmed with. In today's text, we have a piece where we see Jesus answering the needs of those around them. I think this is a fascinating text in Mark chapter 6, where Jesus is preaching to the people, and the disciples recognize that it's getting late in the day. The disciples come to their master and say, "Lord, it's late in the day, and it is time to send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." That's in verse 36, and as they're trying to get the Lord to attend to the needs of the people by sending them away, Jesus actually flips a script. He turns to the disciples, and he says to them in verse 37, "You give them something to eat." And they say, "Lord, there's too many. That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and giving them to eat?" You know what's fascinating here is that the Lord turns to the disciples and he says to them, "You feed the people." He invites them to go and to solve the problem. He invites them to go and do what he's training them to do, ministry. Care for the people's needs that he sees right there in the community surrounding them. As they go out into the community, they find that there's 5 loaves and 2 fish. 5 loaves and 2 fish are there. And so they come and they say, Lord, this is all we have. And here's what the Lord is teaching the disciples and teaching us today. That God has already put the resources needed to care for his people in our communities right there in our midst. 5 loaves and 2 fish. It wasn't enough, but they went and they brought it to the Lord, who then made it a bountiful plenty. And see, the encouragement for you and for me today is to not look around at our community and to give up because we're not sure how we can take care of all the homelessness. To not look around at our community and to say that we don't have the ability to take care of all the needs. You know, caring for people is not up to our government. It's not up to others. It's up to God's holy church. Up to his people, you and me. And today we recommit ourselves by the grace of God to come and to see the resources he's planted within us to take care of all the needs around us. And to know that as we come to him, that he will continue to surround others and he will provide a bountiful plenty so that there are leftovers. Because our God is the same God that just a few short verses later shows to his disciples that he can calm the waves, calm the storms of our lives. God has power over nature. He has power over pain. He has power over sin, and he has power over heartache. You see, you and I have opportunity to continue to do great ministry, to start new ministries, to reach new people, to share his love in his world. So God bless you as we continue to see where God is leading us to make eternal differences in the lives of others and where he will bless and provide from meager into a bountiful plenty so that the people's needs are met. It is truly a joy to be his disciples. Glory be to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Greg Griffith from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Macomb, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.